Pipe Network presents.
Jack, Violet, and Harrison are three young adults in the autism spectrum, living in the same apartment with their caretaker and live-in support worker named Mandy. Jack is a genius programmer in a company but has trouble socializing with other people. Violet works at a fast food chain and is more than excited and eager to have a romantic relationship. Harrison is agoraphobic, who fears going outside and has trouble losing weight. When Mandy received a poor MCAT score, she was forced to put her med school dreams on hold. In time for his boyfriend to leave for a recognized institution, Mandy chooses to stay and continue her job as a live-in aide. Her boyfriend promises, however, to recommend her to a renowned neuro personality in the same institution for a possible job. In this time, she cares and helps in the day-to-day needs and development of Jack, Violet, and Harrison as young adults. As Jack gets fired from his stable job as a programmer because of a workplace incident, Violet also gets in trouble at her work at the fast food chain because of focusing too much on finding a romantic partner. Harrison, on the other hand, works daily with Mandy to try and conquer his fears of the outside world. The three seemingly quote-unquote normal people problems elevate to another and a much more personal level when Jack figures out his dad has cancer and decides to do everything in his power to care for him and get his job back to sustain his expensive living. Jack also tries his luck in the dating pool when he recognizes his need for a woman to be a partner in life when his dad is gone. Ewatomi, a nurse in the clinic where his dad goes, was very much open to entertaining Jack and his charming personality. Jack gets in trouble though when he decides to propose to Ewatomi in the middle of a party. Violet, in her mission to find the one, gets acquainted to a hot delivery guy coming in on a schedule to their store. Violet's brother Van, a struggling engineer who's also having a hard time balancing time for his on-off girlfriend Salina and his duties to Violet, warns his sister to stay off dating apps and confiscates her smartphone in exchange for a keypad call and text only classic phone. This action from his brother pisses Violet off, and she decides to go all the way into the dating scene, even going to a club and a diner to meet a guy. When the unthinkable happens and the man takes Violet's virginity and refuses to contact her after, heartbroken Van and Mandy comes to the rescue and helps her recover. Meanwhile, Harrison, back at home, meets a little friend in AJ from their apartment who spends time with him and keeps him busy and entertained. The two's ultimate adventure goes to a horrific end though when AJ agrees to help Harrison go outside while talking with him through a walkie-talkie. After Harrison goes outside the radio's range, he loses AJ's voice, panics, and gets lost wandering around the city. Mandy tracks him in the night on the side of the street, crying. The three stories come together and complicates even more in a party organized by Harrison's parents when Jack gets rejected by Ewatomi. Van reveals to Violet that their parents left no money for them. Harrison figures out his parents are leaving for another city, and Mandy got an offer for another job away from the three. As We See It is a first in the coming-of-age dramedy genre portraying the lives of young adults in the autism spectrum. An honest, innocent, and grounded storytelling gives plenty of cries and even laughs as we see the three navigate their already complicated lives with the goal of achieving normal to the eyes of the world. With only 8 half-hour episodes in its inaugural season, As We See It receives praise from viewers all over the world, abled and disabled alike. The heart of the show is its three leads, Jack, Violet, and Harrison, played beautifully by actors who in real life are like their characters who are in the autism spectrum. Rick Glassman gives a powerful performance, worrying for his dying dad, played by Criminal Minds' Joe Mategna. Su Anpien gave so much innocence to her role as Violet, and Albert Rudecki as Harrison, although being the most quiet of the three, also provided some of the most heartbreaking scenes of the season. Saucy Bacon, who was last seen in her supporting role in HBO's Mare of Easttown, is fantastic as the ever-loving and caring Mandy, whose will-they-won't-they relationship with Chris Pang's Van was also a highlight for the season, which main storylines were dedicated to Jack, Violet, and Harrison. Mandy's professional dilemma proved to be a vital part in the show's main arc as the character developed a strong professional and personal bond with the three. As we see, it was overall a heart-filled show that captured the hearts of many, and even though you'll most definitely shed a tear while watching, you'll be glad that you did because you'll realize afterwards how similar you and I to the characters on the spectrum and how normal they actually are to the world. That's my review for Prime Video's As We See It, a light to heavy watch with tears sure to be shed while watching one or all of the episodes. The full first season of As We See It is available for streaming on Amazon Prime Video. Tell me what you think of As We See It on our social media pages. Review is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Review Podcast. Follow me on TV Time to know what I'm currently watching. The link to my profile is in the description. Also, use our affiliate link whenever you do your online shopping at Lazada. Link is also in the episode description. Thanks so much for listening. I'm your host, YB Wesley. Don't forget to smile today. This is Review. If you like Review and would like to support the show, consider buying us coffee. Link in the description of this episode. For more local podcasts, check out more shows from Pipe Network.
Hello, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Sting Lakson,
the host of the Couch Tomato podcast.
Catch new episodes every Monday,
usually.
Or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at The Couch Tomato.
To get updates and teasers on what we're watching and reviewing next. The Couch Tomato podcast. Do the reviews.
So you don't need to watch it.
If you don't want to.
Catch the Pizarra Tales weekly as we tackle issues about education and share experiences about teaching. Hosted by JM Estrella, available on your favorite podcast platforms.